And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, getting up to speed on various different things happening at Somerville Union High School District with the start of the new school year. It's a busy time for students and families all across the Motherlode, teachers and staff members of the various schools as well. We're joined on the program by Superintendent Michael Merrill with the Somerville Union High School District. Superintendent Merrill, anything else that's worth pointing out at the start of the school year?
So the beginning of our school year, we had our first day of school was a no backpack day. So students attended each of their classes at the beginning of the period, but after about 10 minutes in the class, then they would go either to see two great speakers that we had that ASB funded to bring to our school. And then we had a carnival in the afternoon. The whole focus was kind of, again, back to that mental health. It's meeting each other and coming together after being apart for so long, not only the summer, but just how different school has been over the last 2.5 years. So a big part of that day was about building relationships and friendships, not just students to students, but staff and students as well. So it really was a good opportunity to do something different. And our ASB had seen this in one of their conferences. And so they brought that back and it was highly, highly successful. So we were pleased with that. So they'll be building more spirit throughout the school year. They're building dens at this point, which just means that we have students and staff from various grade levels and different domains within the campus being put on different teams to create some competition, good healthy competition through rallies and just different ways through our 5-star points to earn points, and then we can keep track of those points in our gym so each den can see who's winning or who's not winning. And so it's just a good opportunity for the students to be able to work together, not just by grade level, but across grade level and staff and students alike. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, sounds like school is getting back to normal.
It really feels like it. It's been a good feel.
Wouldn't be able to have a carnival over Zoom over the past couple of years ago.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had some great help. We had Kona Ice came out, and of course that was a very popular one. Day one of school was pretty hot. So, but having out on the field cornhole tournaments and all kinds of different things that were happening, and it just made it a lot of fun.
You know, what would you say are some of the unique aspects of Somerville High School that make it unique and kind of stand out from other schools?
I would say that we have an absolutely outstanding group of kids. They're very nice. You know, I spend break, lunch, before school, after school, out supervising, just interacting with students. And we just have a great group of kids, in addition to a wonderful staff. So it feels very family-oriented. I always want to believe that our students all know that we have open doors and that we're willing to help however we can. We just need to know what the needs are. But it feels very, very good on our campus. So, and again, coming back this year with all the smiles on their faces, all of us just felt really good.
You know, how are the finances looking at Somerville High School? What would you say about the current budget?
Our budget is strong. I feel very positive about that. One of the biggest things I want to do is to make sure that teachers have everything they need, tools-wise, to do all of their work, that programs can be maintained, and that we look at taking care of our staff as well. That's really important to us.
Mm-hmm. Did the district get a budget influx with COVID money that you were able to purchase additional things?
We did get COVID money. It wasn't as much as some districts got, but it certainly was helpful. And we were able to buy things that would allow us to spread students out, so picnic tables for outside, and soon our umbrellas will be unveiled for those picnic tables. And that's been an opportunity to really make sure that our students have what they need. But in addition, we spent a lot of money on all the personal protective equipment and all those kinds of things. And we continue to maintain those if people need them. But at this point, we are not requiring any of those any longer.
What would be your best advice for any students coming to Somerville to kind of take advantage of that whole high school experience?
Same advice I've given my entire career, and that is get involved right away. Meet people. We have wonderful clubs that you can be a part of. Certainly our athletic teams, our drama department, band, choir. We have a wonderful CTE program. So we also have very caring staff, as I've mentioned, within all of our academic areas. So however you can get involved is going to be a great way. One of our newest teachers, Mr. Smale, is interested in reintroducing our robotics program, which has not been a part of our campus for several years. So very excited about that. So they'll be able to do robotics competitions. And I know that several students have signed up. We had club day last Friday, and he was very excited as he walked away saying, I've already got some students that are ready for the club. So that's exciting to me.
That's fun, yeah. You mentioned CTE, Career Technical Education. What type of offerings does Somerville have?
We have automotive program. We have mechanics. We have our ag programs. And we're always looking to expand, but we have recently added our biomedical pathways program. So it's a four-year program that students can go through with the culminating desire to be that students can actually be placed out in the community, either at, let's say, a veterinary clinic or working at the hospital in radiology or something of that nature. So I know my previous high school that I worked at, we had that program and it was very successful, and we're looking forward to getting that all the way built out. We're just in year three for that one this year.
You know, Tuolumne County having various schools and various school districts, do the different superintendents work on different things together?
We actually do. We meet together. I think one of the most recent things we've done, other than our superintendent meetings, is we meet every Thursday with public health, and we've done that all the way throughout the pandemic. That's been an opportunity to kind of share ideas, and although all of us are ready to move past all of that, it's still good to have that sense of camaraderie and working together and coming up with brainstorming ideas. And at this point, you know, just being able to open doors and know each other. We've had a number of changes in superintendents over the last few years. And so when new people come in, it's nice that they know, hey, we're kind of a group together that you can talk to, and, you know, maybe we've been through things and we can share those and so forth. So it's been a good group.
You know, on the show, we've highlighted a lot of the positives and good things going on at Somerville High School. When you look at, you know, looking out in the distance and just challenges facing, you know, smaller school districts, what are some of the issues that are kind of out there on the horizon?
Well, specifically for a high school district, we are a small rural high school district. And so I belong to a small high school district consortium, and we're looking at the funding because the elementary and middle schools had a greater influx of funding from the state to build things like the preschool and other programs to help with interventions at the elementary level. And we didn't see that same level of influx in the high school. And so the concern being, we build program at the lower levels, what are we going to have to be able to help those students continue as they get into the high school? Mm-hmm. So looking at the that what we call the base funding for the LCFF, the local control funding formula, and then what can we do for kind of an ongoing type of funding so that we're not just seeing an one-time influx and then all of a sudden it's gone and we learn to live with a one-time influx, but then it disappears. That's hard for all districts to deal with.
We're nearing the end of this weekend's Motherload Views. Any final comments you'd like to make?
I just want to thank you for having me on the show and say, go Bears.
Any, you know, before we wrap up today, any common questions that you get from parents?
Other than, you know, what is Connections Academy and what makes the school so special? I think hopefully I've been able to answer that, but it is a very special place. It is a great place where lots of wonderful kids are, and we have a great staff to work with them.
We appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
As you mentioned, Go Bears. We thank Somerville Superintendent Michael Merrill for being our guest on this weekend's Motherload Views. Also, for the Wildcat fans out there, last week we had Sonora High School Superintendent Ed Pelfrey. You can find these shows archived on mymotherload.com in case you missed any of the shows and want to go back or listen to anything that was discussed. We thank our guests on this weekend's Motherload Views. Hope everybody is enjoying the back-to-school period here in the Motherload. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. And a programming note, next week on Motherload Views, we will stay with the theme of education and hear from the recently new president at Columbia College, Dr. Lena Tran. You'll hear about her background as well as new initiatives and happenings this fall semester at Columbia College. So we'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.